Cadence to deploy regulated AI for chronic disease management after 100 million funding win. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Cadence closed a $100 million series funding round led by Spark Capital on June 23, 2026, reaching a post-money valuation of $1.23 billion. The company manages over 100,000 patients across more than 20 health system customers using connected devices and a clinical workforce numbering in the hundreds. Cadence is in active FDA discussions to deploy AI agents within its hypertension management program as part of its regulated AI platform expansion for chronic disease management. Spark Capital leads a round that values Cadence at $1.23 billion, turning a remote monitoring business built on contested billing codes into a regulated AI platform for hypertension, diabetes, and heart failure management. Cadence, the chronic disease management startup founded by Chris Alchek, closed a $100 million financing round on June 23, 2026, with Spark Capital as lead investor, reaching a post-money valuation of $1.23 billion. The capital arrives as Cadence manages more than 100,000 patients across a network of over 20 health system customers, using connected devices including blood pressure cuffs and a clinical workforce numbering in the hundreds. The company is in active discussions with the Food and Drug Administration on deploying AI agents within its hypertension management program, a regulatory conversation that will define whether Cadence's automation ambitions translate into clinical and commercial reality. The timing is not coincidental. The company's existing reimbursement model, in which it bills insurers monthly for remote patient monitoring services, has drawn scrutiny from the Federal Health Department's Inspector General and from major commercial payers including UnitedHealthcare. Critics have argued the framework invites overcoding and may not consistently produce high-quality clinical outcomes. Alchek's answer to that pressure is to automate a material portion of the human clinical labor with AI, a move that would restructure both the cost base and the regulatory profile of the business simultaneously. Cadence currently manages over 100,000 patients. At $1.23 billion post-money, that implies a per-patient valuation of approximately $12,300. The implied multiple depends entirely on whether the AI transition can reduce clinician costs per patient while sustaining or growing the monthly per-patient revenue captured from insurers. The stakes extend well beyond a single company. On the same day Cadence announced its round, Pathway Labs received FDA clearance for Echo Next, an AI model developed out of New York Presbyterian Hospital and Columbia University that detects six forms of structural heart disease from electrocardiograms. Pathway is licensing Echo Next to Open Evidence, a medical evidence search engine used by hundreds of thousands of clinicians. Two separate companies, two separate disease verticals, same date, same structural logic, regulated AI replacing or augmenting clinical labor at scale. The cluster is a signal, not a coincidence. Cadence's business model is under pressure at precisely the moment it has capital to reinvent at the core commercial mechanism at Cadence's monthly per-patient billing to insurers for remote monitoring. The company routes patients through more than 20 health system partners, monitors them with connected devices, and deploys hundreds of clinicians to manage care for conditions including hypertension, diabetes, and heart failure. That model works until it doesn't. The Federal Health Department's watchdog and UnitedHealthcare, one of the largest commercial payers in the United States, have placed the remote monitoring reimbursement structure under review. The specific concern, according to reporting by Stat News, is that the billing framework may enable low-quality care and is susceptible to abuse. For Cadence, which has built its entire revenue engine on this structure, regulatory or contractual changes to remote monitoring codes would be an existential event. The $100 million raise and the concurrent FDA engagement on AI agents represent a strategic pivot executed from a position of financial strength. Alchek has framed the AI investment as taking the business to the next level. The phrase is a euphemism for repricing the unit economics before the payer community forces the repricing on its own terms. The FDA engagement is the variable that determines everything. Cadence's discussions with the FDA on AI agents are the single most consequential data point in this transaction, and the one for which the least public detail exists. Terms and specifics of those discussions were not disclosed. What is known from the broader regulatory landscape, the FDA has established a framework for software as a medical device, and AI-driven clinical decision tools are subject to varying levels of scrutiny depending on the risk class of the intended use. Hypertension management, one of Cadence's core programs, involves clinical decisions that directly affect cardiovascular outcomes. The Pathway Labs precedent from June 23, 2026 is instructive here. Echo Next received FDA clearance for a structural heart disease detection tool operating on EKG images, covering six distinct cardiac conditions. That clearance was described in Stat News reporting as sweeping, suggesting the agency has the appetite to grant broad claims when the clinical evidence supports them. Cadence's regulatory team will be watching that outcome carefully. Our view, a favorable FDA pathway for Cadence's AI agents would allow the company to reposition from a staffing-intensive remote monitoring business into a software and devices model with meaningfully higher gross margins. The revenue per patient may not change dramatically. The cost per patient could fall substantially. The valuation math and what it demands. Source, Stat News, June 23, 2026. Per patient valuation is a Plaquemines calculation based on disclosed figures. A $1.23 billion valuation for a company managing 100,000 chronic disease patients is defensible only under specific assumptions. Monthly remote monitoring reimbursement rates vary by payer and code set, and Cadence has not disclosed average revenue per patient. If the company captures, as an illustrative figure, $100 to $150 per patient per month from payers, the implied annual revenue run rate sits between $120 million and $180 million. At those figures, the $1.23 billion valuation represents a revenue multiple of roughly 7x to 10x, consistent with growth stage digital health companies that have demonstrated clinical integration but have not yet proven AI-driven scalability. The risk is that payer pushback compresses that revenue per patient before the AI transition compresses the cost. The window between those two events is where the $100 million needs to work. Regulated AI in chronic care is becoming a distinct asset class. The Cadence and Pathway Labs announcements on the same day in June 2026 bracket a broader trend: AI tools moving from research into regulated clinical deployment across cardiovascular and metabolic disease categories. These are not consumer wellness applications. They require FDA engagement, clinical validation, and integration with existing health system workflows. For institutional capital, this creates a category distinction that matters. Pre-clearance AI health companies carry binary regulatory risk. Post-clearance companies, or companies with active FDA dialogue on a defined indication, carry a different risk profile entirely. Pathway's Echo Next clearance for 6 structural heart disease indications demonstrates that broad regulatory authorization is achievable. Cadence's active FDA discussions suggest the company is building toward a similar moment. The strategic acquirer universe for companies in this position includes health systems, large managed care organizations, and pharmacy benefit managers seeking to own the clinical management layer for their chronic disease populations. The fact that Cadence already has over 20 health system customers providing patient referrals creates a distribution network that an acquirer could immediately leverage. The Plaquemines view the market is reading Cadence as a digital health remote monitoring company that has raised a large growth round. That is the surface level. The correct frame is this: Cadence is attempting to execute a business model transition under regulatory and payer pressure, using AI as the mechanism, at a $1.23 billion valuation that prices in success. The second-order question institutional investors should be asking is not whether AI can automate chronic care, but whether Cadence controls the regulatory asset that makes that automation defensible at scale. FDA clearance for AI agents in hypertension management would do two things simultaneously: validate the clinical claims and create a regulatory moat that smaller staffing model competitors cannot easily replicate. The parallel with Pathway Labs is more than thematic. Echo Next's deployment through OpenEvidence, a platform used by hundreds of thousands of clinicians, demonstrates that AI cardiology tools can distribute through existing clinical infrastructure rather than requiring new ones. Cadence's 20-plus health system relationships represent a comparable distribution advantage for chronic disease. The company that owns the clinical touchpoint for 100,000 managed patients, with a regulated AI layer automating the care delivery, is not a staffing company. It is infrastructure. The risk we flag: if payers restructure remote monitoring reimbursement before the AI transition is complete, Cadence will face a revenue gap at exactly the moment it is burning capital on technology development. That scenario is not hypothetical. It is already in motion. The bottom line: Cadence's $100 million raise and $1.23 billion valuation represent capital markets' confidence in a specific thesis, that regulated AI can automate chronic disease management at a per-patient cost structure that remote monitoring billing alone cannot justify. The FDA pathway discussions are the linchpin. A clearance outcome that validates AI agent deployment in hypertension care would transform the company's margin profile, its acquirer appeal, and its durability against payer scrutiny. Investors should track the FDA dialogue as the single most material near-term catalyst. The Pathway Labs Echo Next clearance, granted in June 2026, sets a precedent for broad AI authorization in cardiovascular disease detection and suggests the regulatory environment is moving in Cadence's direction. The question is speed. Payers are not waiting.